T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we do have the governor of the great state of Connecticut, the Honorable Ned Lamont. Governor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. Welcome back from your long vacation.
Yeah, 1 week.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's right. Next week is next week's
made
another week.
Feel now, Governor, good, let me tell you.
Governor, I have good news for you this morning, and I know in this
what is it?
4 month period, after much cajoling, dissertation, Ray has finally completed the census.
So I got it done, Gov. Took 2 minutes, but hey, I got it done. It's a long afternoon.
Wait, is it work or is it pretty easy and straightforward?
I'll tell you the truth, it was a lot easier than I thought it'd be. So I was just being obstinate. What are you going to do? Oh, God.
He was going with his strength, being obstinate.
That's right.
And actually, you know, it matters.
I know.
We get hammered by the feds. We send so much more money down there than we get back. And one little way we can impact that is with the census. Gives us a little more representation. A lot of the money we get from the federal government is per capita or per person.
Yep.
So thanks for filling it out.
I'm doing my part, Governor. Just trying to help.
Yeah, we only had a bitch at him for 4 months. That's all it took. So
3 hours shower after.
Obviously, this week, looking around the country, Governor, you decided that we could wait for phase 3 of the reopening.
That's right, Joe. I talked or listened to all the governors that were rolling back a lot of their reopening. First thing they rolled back was bars. They just said, this is Texas. This is Florida. These are places that love their bars. And they just said, we can't do it safely. And that's where the super spreaders seem to be coming from. And that was one of the things we had to delay. We were hoping to get you know, we've got 95% of the economy open now. We're hoping to do the rest by the middle of July, but that's going to take a pause.
Governor, and you think about bars, it is one place where it's pretty much impossible to maintain that 6 feet.
No, the whole part of having a couple of drinks is not the social distance.
I know, that's the problem. Hello. I've been there. I know what goes on.
Of some of the other industries that are being impacted by phase 3 not reopening, which one are you most concerned about being able to continue and be sustainable in the environment that we're in now?
Joe, say that again. Which one am I most
of some of the industries that are being impacted by the delay in phase 3, is there one industry that you're more worried about than any other in their ability to stay sustainable?
Yeah, I'd say two things. One, restaurants, indoor dining at 50% capacity, that worries you, especially if this continued into the fall when you can't count on the weather. I certainly hope that changes. But in the meantime, I'd like to think that a lot of our restaurants, most of our restaurants, are making up for that by outdoor dining, which is so much safer. And also, you know, a lot of the indoor entertainment, you know, Infinity and places like that where they couldn't even open at 50% capacity because with live entertainment, you just you can't make it at 50% capacity. So I feel bad that those are going to be delayed as well. I noticed Broadway shut down for the rest of the year down in New York.
Well, I was thinking about the Bushnell, too. I mean, some great shows come through. Hartford Symphony is over there. By the way, art galleries. Can we go there for a minute? What do you think? Is the Athenaeum open? Is the New Britain Museum of Modern American Art, are they open?
They are definitely allowed to be open as of about 3 weeks ago. I tried to go to the the Britain Museum of American Art just because I love it, but they were not quite open yet. That was about 2 weeks ago, so I'd like to think they're open now. Bushnell, maybe they could do a nice outdoor concert. Wouldn't that be nice? Our own little Tanglewood.
Well, it would be, except with the weather we've been having. I'm not sure many people want to sit outside in 90-degree temperatures and 70% humidity. One thing it appeared, Governor, is that everybody was concerned about July 4th, that people would go out and go out without masks and lose their minds and gather. And it seemed like, and we won't know for a couple of weeks, but it seemed like we avoided that for the most part.
Yeah, we'll see, Joe. One of the things we're finding from Miami and Texas is we always thought it would flare up within 2 weeks. Now we're finding people can carry the virus, especially younger folks, 18 to 35, before you see that flare up. But I tell you, you know, Memorial Day was pretty busy. That was a while ago. You know, we had a lot of people in the protests. That was a few weeks ago. And so far we have not seen that flare up, but no false confidence either.
Hey, let me just, you know, another question. We talked about this last time around, and that was the whole idea of the schools, because to a lot of parents, this is a big deal. Apparently, parents are for it, at least many are. There could be some alternatives, you know, like distance learning, things like that. But I see the teachers' union has been somewhat concerned, and quite frankly, they're the ones who would be most likely to be exposed and to contract it.
Well, first of all, on the parents, you're right. I hear a lot of sense like to get our kids back to school. And for those parents that don't feel comfortable with their kids or they got a pre-existing condition, we're going to make accommodations so they can homeschool and electronically link back into the class. So I feel we're in a good place there. I hope we are. Teachers, we got to still build up confidence that we're able to do this. We're doing this safely. We're doing this with the very best healthcare people giving us the protocols to get it right. And I think you'll find teachers, like a lot of essential workers, they're going to step up and take care of the kids because that's what their mission is.
What have you heard from the cities and towns, Governor, as far as their concern about the expenses for all the protocols that they will have to put in place in order for the children to go back to school safely?
Oh, yeah. No, there's concern about what the costs are, and that's why then Miguel Cardona, our commissioner, we got the protocols out to everybody, I think a week, 10 days ago, something like that. They've gone to all the superintendents. The superintendents are now in each of the districts meeting with teachers, meeting with parents, meeting with the administrators, seeing how can West Hartford best accommodate the protocols. How would they do it? And then they'll send back to, Melissa McCaw and OPM, what it looks like the expenses would be, and we'll see whether we can finance what we need to do to keep these kids and teachers safe.
Mm, boy. Well, I guess that's where we are.
Well, and here's the bottom line. There's no easy solution to
any of these
problems.
It's kind of improvised.
No, but thankfully we've got an infection rate, which is at 1%, you know, one of the very best in the country. But if you're in Florida or Texas and the president's saying you've got to open up no matter what. There's a lot of good reason for hesitancy. It doesn't even meet the CDC's guidance. But here in Connecticut, so far, knock on wood, we're in pretty good shape. And if we can keep that going into August, September, I know we can open safely.
And Governor DeSantis down in Florida basically has said it's at your discretion. I'd like the schools open. You will be open. That'll be great. But if your individual district doesn't feel it's ready, well, then you do what you need to do. So maybe that's the way to play.
Yeah, Ray, but we're a small state. And I'd like us to do, something on a statewide basis. And let's face it, it makes it a lot easier for employers to know what the school day is for all their employees so they can get a schedule themselves.
All right, Governor, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Stay safe, and we'll visit with you. Well, Ray, we'll visit to you next week.
See you guys soon. Thanks, everybody.
All right, thanks, Governor.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.